Hospitals, especially rural ones, are bracing for a possible repeal of the Affordable Care Act. If the 80,000 Mainers who have insurance through the marketplace lose coverage, hospitals say they'll have to absorb more costs from patients who can't afford care. At Bridgeton Hospital today, administrators and staff met with Senator Angus King to tell him a repeal of the federal health care law without a viable replacement would be catastrophic for quality care and local economies. Patty White reports.
When it comes to rural hospitals, Bridgeton is one of the best. It was recently named among the top 20 critical access hospitals across the U.S. by the National Rural Health Association. But President and CEO David Frum says the hospital will likely have to reduce services if the ACA is repealed without a viable replacement.
Quite simply put, repealing without an option behind that has devastating effects, not only in terms of the care for our community, but for this organization in terms of its livelihood and ability to continue to provide services as it has for the last 100 years.
Frum says about 8% of the hospital's patients have insurance through the Affordable Care Act's marketplace. If those patients lose that insurance, the hospital won't be able to absorb the cost of providing free care without reducing or cutting services. And along with that, says Frum, will come layoffs for some of its 300 employees.
In our community, Bridgeton Hospital is the largest employer and would have a certain impact on this community as well.
Statewide, hospitals are already operating at a loss or skating on thin ice, says Jeff Austin of the Maine Hospital Association. He says the average operating margin is 1%.
The number of hospitals who are actually in the red, who are below zero, is around 15 to 20. So around a third or more for the past several years.
And if Mainers who receive subsidized marketplace insurance coverage lose it, Austin estimates it will cost hospitals $200 million a year.
That's not even in the ballpark of something that's absorbable.
Beyond insurance coverage, the Affordable Care Act also extends a drug discount program to rural hospitals. If that goes away, says Austin, that will cost an additional $15 million a year for Maine's rural hospitals.
This is a serious secondary result from repeal that people aren't really talking about.
Independent Senator Angus King says he's concerned about the health and economic implications of repealing the ACA.
In many rural towns in Maine, the hospital's the largest employer. You take away 5, 10, 12% of their revenues, they're going to have to shrink. The math doesn't work otherwise. And I don't think people in Washington who are so hell-bent for repeal are really focusing on what's going to happen.
King says he wants to improve the Affordable Care Act rather than replace it. David Frum of Bridgeton Hospital says the ACA isn't perfect, but its benefits far outweigh the negatives. Keep people covered, he says, but protect patients against high deductibles.
The average consumer, if they have a high deductible plan of $5,000 or $10,000, actually, most folks have available cash of about $2,000. So that ends up being bad debt. When you have a high deductible plan, you can't pay the high deductible. That ends up being a burden on the hospital.
Jeff Austin says he wants to see Congress hold off on striking the ACA until new language is ready to go and be adopted. Any uncertainty, even temporary, he says, is harmful. Late Friday afternoon, the House joined the Senate in taking the first step to repeal the health care law. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.